So that's the question. Do we know who the enemies are? I watched Donald Trump today say, you know, how wonderful, what a good man Kavanaugh was, and looked at Lisa Murkowski and said, she's going to pay. Said, well, she's going to pay. Also, he went on to say that Susan Collins, she's popular right now, according to Donald. I think Collins is so popular right now for what she did. And the question is, where is he looking for all this popularity? Because the people that I know are trying to figure out how to get someone to Maine to run against her and send her down the road. In fact, as I said the other day, we need more women in the U.S. Senate who are not Susan Collins. And someone who has decided that, hey, maybe she could throw her hat back into the ring. She ran for governor in Maine several years back, also a vice presidential candidate in 2004. Could Pat LaMarche come out of semi-retirement back to the political world there in the great state of Maine? I don't know. Let's find out. Pat, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for giving me a call.
So, what's the story? First, Susan Collins, popular? Just like Donald Trump said, she popular?
I'm sure she's trending. I'm sure she's trending really high. Because when people say Susan Collins sucks, that hits the generators that say whether or not a name has been used recently. Take Susan Collins out of the Senate. That probably helped her trending numbers. I am absolutely sure that there are a lot of white guys in Maine. There are certainly plenty of them who are finally saying that rhino, she finally did something right. It was about time that rhino, kicked the butt that we always wanted her to. And for years and years and years and years and years, Republicans of Maine have trashed her. And so now all of a sudden she's their fair-haired girl. I think that there probably are a bunch of people in Maine that like her better than they did a week ago. They didn't get Paula Page by accident. So unfortunately for the whole country, there are a lot of people who like the new, hey, we can be a jerk and be proud of it.
No,
phase of the United States.
And lay it out. Now, do you buy her defense that she believed Dr. Ford, but she just didn't believe that it was him. She was assaulted, sure, maybe, something happened, but it just wasn't him because, all those white teenagers look alike.
It's immaterial what she said. It's completely immaterial. It's inconsequential, doesn't matter, because this decision on how she was going to vote was a fait accompli a long time ago. I actually know Susan Collins very well. Everybody says this. I know Susan. She's a really nice person. On the micro level, she's fab. On the macro level, she sucks. But I used to work with her. We both worked at Husson College back when it was Husson College, and I was a teacher at the New England School of Communications. But she always voted against her party when the party didn't need her, because it was this legitimacy they were lending to this falsehood of her being a moderate. So, when they were going to win by 3 votes, they said, oh, Susan, go ahead. Same thing with Olympia Snow, who was a senator at the same time and then preceded her. We can spare you on this one. Go ahead and vote against us so your street cred goes up. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people fell for it, but there was no way that she was going to, and maybe that's what they did for Murkowski this time, although now the Republicans are talking about censuring Murkowski. Maybe that's what they did one of you can defect right now, and Flake, we're not going to negotiate with Flake because he's already leaving us. So one of you girls can do the right thing, and one of you girls needs to do the wrong thing, and then we'll still win, and everybody will think, wow, there's this revolution in the Senate. Well, what people are forgetting is that Mitch McConnell, the human living troll, changed the rules so that it should have been 60 senators in order to approve this abuser.
Yeah.
And he changed it so that, I've been doing a lot of math on this. I'm actually writing a book right now about the failure of representative democracy. And I've been doing a lot of math today. Kamala Harris won, but with about 70 something percent of the vote, and or 56% of the vote, and 74% of the people voted. So she got almost 7 million votes to be a United States Senator, right? Mitch McConnell got in the 40% of 40%. So he got about 800,000 votes. But Mitch McConnell not only changed the rules for the 60-40 stuff to 50-50, he also has 800,000 people that voted for him versus Kamala Harris's 7 million.
Yeah, well, that's just, that's the flaw of our system. I mean, it's the flaw of the Senate
design,
system,
yeah.
Of, equal representation across all the states, regardless of how big or small you are. But you've said that, McConnell broke the rule. Conservatives throw back right at me, though, Pat, that, it was Harry Reid first. He broke it first, so he set the precedent.
Oh, I love this. Harry Reid is so bad. Let's do it, too. there is absolutely no ethical high ground here. You guys, like I can't believe this. Clinton was such a pig. Let us have pigs. It's just so amazing that they actually think that throwing up what they used to say was our dirty laundry justifies their dirty laundry instead of them actually being better than somebody. And trust me, I didn't vote for Bill Clinton, right? So I'm that redheaded stepchild no one wants to claim. I'm the liberal who's not a Democrat. So when people, regurgitate some garbage at me about Hillary Clinton, I'm like, whoa, I don't own Hillary Clinton. You own, you're somebody else I don't own Hillary Clinton. But you still can't make me think like you. You still will never make me a Republican, at least not the kind of Republican leadership. I know countless wonderful Republicans. Some of them swallowing pretty hard right now, pretty horrified by what the Republican leadership is doing. But this is all Republican leadership. This is all the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells of the world. And Donald Trump didn't make them evil.
No.
Donald Trump is the result of their evil.
Yep. No, he just gave them the cover to be able to do what they would naturally do anyway.
Right, absolutely. And, I was panhandling one time outside of Paul Ryan's office in Janesville, Wisconsin, because I was trying to get a hold of him. I was trying to get his attention. We had spent about 4 years trying to get him to understand that there was a bill before the Congress to change the definition of homelessness so that we could actually have an accurate count. And his staff called the cops on me. a chubby middle-aged lady standing in front of his office, panhandling, I had a sign that said, "Will you help the homeless?" Just trying to get his attention, and they called the cops. The cops came up. They wanted my ID. I said, "What's your probable cause?" Would I have said that if I'd been a black man? No.
They'd have probably shot you.
Right? Yeah. So he says, "Well, if you got nothing to hide," eventually I gave him my ID. And he says, "Well, you're in front of a congressman's office." I said, "Well, actually, that's why I'm here." And then he starts insulting my sign. "Did you make that sign? That's not much of a sign." "You're dissing my sign. The Speaker of the House should not call the cops on the people who are trying to protect the homeless."
Well, come on. You were blocking the sidewalk, or you were blocking the view.
I might have blocked the view. I might have been too attractive for the rest of the view.
Okay.
I went to mail a card to my family member, who I love, in Janesville, Wisconsin, just to say, "Hey, I'm out here. I'm having fun. Miss you." And I had to wipe the cobwebs off the mailbox. It wasn't like I was anything more than just a person trying to make Janesville downtown maybe a little more active.
Yeah.
Well,
especially since all the jobs left.
Right. Right.
No, it's a horrible.
I've been listening to your show all night. It's just heartbreaking what's going on in this country, and it's heartbreaking the way the incredibly low unemployment rate. The numbers can be so manipulated, and that's really what I was sort of proving to myself today while I was doing the math on Kamala Harris's votes versus Mitch McConnell's votes. The United States Senate wasn't even elected until the 17th Amendment said the United States senators have to be directly elected. They were just appointed.
Right.
It was the aristocracy. So when Donald Trump said Kavanaugh was born for this job, which were his exact words, Kavanaugh was born to be on the Supreme Court, he was articulating the exact point of the United States Senate, which is aristocrats. Make sure you preserve the wealth class. And so when he said that, he meant it.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody says something, just trust them. Take them at their word.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
he meant it.
And look, you know, as I said at the beginning, you know, I've had this feeling in my stomach all day, like, you know, like evil one, like, you know, the elite, elite who are entitled, who feel they're entitled to this. And Kavanaugh, if you watched his testimony, felt very much that he was entitled to this. He had busted his butt by grandfather getting him legacy at Yale. You know, he was entitled to that. And how dare, you know, a handful of Democrats have the audacity to question his destiny. And it was, I've just been struggling with that today.
Yeah. Well, Blasey Ford still can't go home. Dr. Blasey Ford still can't go home. She has, like, you guys, can't you just admit you won and let this woman go home?
Yeah.
You still have to give her death threats? You know, these people aren't even nice store winners. You know, they can't even just, and I went to Boston College, a college full of Kavanaughs. And when my daughter said she wanted to look at Boston College, my heart sank. Because in the 70s and 80s, it was not a place to send your daughters. It was a place of predatory males. I'm sure Boston College doesn't want me telling anybody that. But that's the role of these elite schools, is these guys go, they're the same jerks they were when they... And you know, it's part of our culture about sexuality. You know, why can't people who want to have sex just have sex without a whole pile of guilt? And then maybe everybody out there who's, I mean, what are they called, the incels now? These guys who get to be violent because they can't get laid?
Yeah.
That's Brett Kavanaugh. That's Brett Kavanaugh in space.
Well, what he did say that he was a virgin for a very long time and that, you know...
you know, I watched his wife while he was saying that, and I'm like, she wishes he still was. That is one woman in this country right now wishes that he still was. You know, and to say I'm a virgin so I can't sexually assault someone, to say I can't violently, but even if, let's just take that out of it. Just say poor Blasey Ford still has her life and her privacy and her freedom. The way that man reacted... He has no right to judge someone else for the death penalty.
Yeah. No, and that's the scary thing.
Right. Right. And so I look at Susan Collins. I now live in central Pennsylvania. My children live in Maine. My grandchildren live in Maine. I would like to protect them from this draconian leadership that has taken over in Maine.
So are you moving back to Maine?
I tell you, we're looking at property. You know, I need a tiny little house from which I can, like, have... The place I live in Carlisle is perfect because I'm a commuting distance from the Senate, right? So I'd have a while-you're-in-session house and then, you know, represent the people of Maine, who I dearly love. I absolutely dearly love the people, some of them very much so because they're my grandchildren, but I love everybody else's grandchildren, too. And, you know, I don't have the big fancy connections that other people have. I got a lot of experience running for office. But I really think that what we need now is someone who actually knows people. Not people who know people, got people, but people who know people. People know how hard it is to feed your family when you've got a crappy job. And right now, even if they're saying, well, there are people making 30 grand a year, that's still a crappy job if you're trying to raise your family.
Yep.
You know, you got a mortgage payment. Health insurance, for the love of God, right? So I don't know. It's interesting. Like, some Democratic women have come out of the woodwork. They want to take on Susan Collins. If somebody really good runs, then I won't feel the need to. I hope that we get some information on that stuff pretty soon, because if I'm going to do something like that, I'm going to have to make some changes pretty quick. I'm looking into exploratory committees and what the laws are for that, because federal campaigns are different from state campaigns.
Right.
So it's interesting. I mean, when I ran for vice president of the United States, I had to deal with the FEC for a federal campaign because that was a federal campaign. But it's interesting, and I'm interested in talking to other people who want to talk about it. It's only 2018. The other thing is I would not run as a Democrat because I'll never be a Democrat again, not since Bill Clinton took 271,000 kids off Social Security, which means I've run as an independent. Maine already has an independent senator, Senator Angus King, and a history of independent leaders. So, and, of course, Bernie's only a couple of states away. But that means that I'd have to build an organization. And so, yeah, I've heard from a lot of people up there who are ready to work. I've heard from a lot of people all across the country who are ready to work. So I'm seriously, I am not going to allow Susan Collins to run again for United States Senate without a real firebrand taking her on. And I used to think if I just swear enough on Facebook, I'll never be able to run for office again. I'll just say god-awful, horrible like things, and it won't be possible. And then came Paul LePage. And then came Donald Trump. And I haven't been able to think of a swear word bad enough to disqualify me from their league.
Yeah, I'm thinking that through. Yeah,
they put the whole "I'm a disgusting pig, don't you want to vote for me" thing. Like, that's the pinnacle of how you can run for office now. So, I mean, I would actually clean up my act, although it's probably going to hurt me.
Well, right? There is that. What do you think of the Susan Rice's name has been thrown around a lot. What do you think of her?
Well, you know, people say, oh, it's going to be Benghazi. She's going to get hit with the Benghazi thing. You know, I think the Democrats are cowards, and I think they need to stop being cowardly. If she's really got it going on, there's already like $3 million raised for the opponent, right? And there's all of this the reason the Democrats keep losing is because they don't have the courage to draw a line in the sand and then take no prisoners to defend it, right? If you could put in your mind the person without health insurance is your own child, if you could do that for 5 minutes, your own mother, if you could put in mind the fact that that person whose Social Security is $650 a month, and now we have this rapidly growing homeless population of the elderly, if you could say, that's my grandma, you'd draw a line in the sand and you'd defend it.
Yeah.
But the Democrats are like, nah, I got my job. You know, I've been working in the Senate office building for like 35 years. Now I'm going to run. Or I was in the Obama administration. Oh, okay, I'll cede this point or I'll cede that point. I wouldn't have run for vice president of the United States if I hadn't heard John Kerry say a couple of anti-choice judges are going to be okay. I was driving to work. I was a morning disc jockey. It was about 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I was driving to work, and I heard on the BBC, they ran a clip of John Kerry, who was then the presidential candidate, saying, a couple of anti-choice judges will be okay. Almost went off the road. The anti-choice people have a candidate, and they don't believe you when you mean it, John Kerry. So who was going to stick up for the women who needed choice if the Democrats in the halfway through the election were already caving in?
Well, that's what, you know, like Dick Cheney said, that's what they do. They're Democrats. That's what they do. They cave in.
Yeah. You got to have the guts to fight as hard as your constituent who can't get anywhere. When you're a mom of a sick kid and you've got to go to work that day and leave your sick kid home alone and hope for a break every hour and a half so you can call home and make sure the kid's okay, if you can fight as hard as your constituent, you will always win. And that's what those reptiles in the Republican leadership have taught us. They don't care if they're fighting to like chain and cage children. They fight for it like it's important.
Yep.
And they're disgusting and they're abhorrent and they should lose, and we need some backbone to fight it.
And that's why when I first heard of someone running against Susan Collins, I'm going, Pat LaMarche is the person who should be running. Get her back up to Maine, and we've got to get her on to talk about it. So how do we throw her out? Because like as I've been saying, we need more women in the Senate, just not Susan Collins.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect line, by the way. Is the truth. There's not a truer word. You know, Klobuchar, I don't even know if I pronounce her name right. She's fabulous. There are some fabulous women in Congress. And I think for the longest time, you know, it was like, well, at least it's a woman. Well, that don't fly. It ain't okay if the woman is like the screw in the jail who just sold out the rest of you. Susan Collins is like the one who thinks that the jailhouse guards actually like her. That the jailhouse guards actually think she's one of them. No, at the end of the day, you're still just a girl. And those guys, those boys running the Senate, they got no respect for her.
No.
And her billionaire husband, who does work for the Russians, he's got no respect for her.
So last question, 30 seconds. How do we get you in?
I think about a whole pile of people going to contact me and tell me that they're willing to work on it. And somebody who knows the FEC laws now, because I don't know them well enough. That'd be a good start.
There you go. Good stuff, Pat. It was great talking with you. Again, we're going to get you back and keep this up.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. Pat LaMarche. Hey, we need a draft LaMarche campaign. Quick break. Right back.